الله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تقولوا لما تصف ألسنتكم الكذب هذا حلال وهذا حرام لتفتروا على الله الكذب. إن الذين يفترون على الله الكذب لا يفلحون. متاع قليل ولهم عذاب أليم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق، ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم، وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. ولا تقولوا لما تصف ألسنتكم الكذب هذا حلال وهذا حرام لتفتروا على الله الكذب. إن الذين يفترون على الله الكذب لا يفلحون. متاع قليل ولهم عذاب أليم. الله تبارك وتعالى yesterday, after he has told us that he has provided for us good things to eat, good things to drink, and he said we should be grateful to Allah for giving us whatever he gives us. Because even if you are given good things, you also have to be in a good state to enjoy those good things. Like we saw, Allah himself has showed us. Then he went ahead, he said, he has not made anything unlawful for us, except something that will not do us good. إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْمَيْتَةَ وَالدَّمَ وَاللَّهَمَ الْخِنْزِيرِ وَمَا أُهِلَ لِغَيْرِ اللَّهِ بِهِ. These are the things. So therefore, after all this, don't take loss into your hands. وَلَا تَكُولُوا لِمَا تَصِفُ أَلْسِنَتِكُمُ الْكَذِبَ. وَلَا تَكُولُوا, don't go about saying something because of what your tongue is defined with. Your tongue is already having an attribute of saying whatever comes to it to say. Don't do that. Saying haza halalun, this is halal, wahaza haramun, and this is haram, litaftaru ala al-kadhib, for you to fabricate lies against Allah. Inna alladhina yaftaruna ala al kadhiba, those that fabricate lies against Allah, la yuflihun, they never prosper, they are never happy at the end of the day. What do they do it for? Is it for some worldly benefits? Mata'un qalilun. Then that worldly benefit is just little for now. Walahum azabun alimun. After that, what is going to be the end of it? Azabun, punishment, alimun, very painful one. Here, Allah has told us here, so we don't go back to what the people of the Jews, they used to do. If Allah has given you something that is good, what is meant of you is to thank him. Because you can have what is good and yet you cannot enjoy it. You can have what you use in enjoying, like all this Allah has passed in this surah, and you don't have it, like we are just going to see again before he closes the surah up. Now, the Prophet Laslava, he is asked to explain. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الزِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Allah is telling the Prophet ﷺ, we sent this reminder to you for you to explain to them so that also they might sit down and contemplate. He said, إِنَّ الْحَلَالَ بَيِّنٌ وَإِنَّ الْحَرَامَ بَيِّنٌ وَبَيْنَهُمَا أُمُورٌ مُشْتَبِهَاتٌ لَا لَمُهُنَّ كَثِيرٌ مِنَ النَّاسِ. Now, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, Allah said, halal is very clear. If there is no Muslim that you will ask, what are, is it halal or haram? And he will start again with you. Why? Because it is very clear. There is no Muslim you ask, orange, is it halal or haram? And he's arguing with you. There is no Muslim you will ask, what of slaughtered calf, slaughtered cow, slaughtered sheep, slaughtered goat, slaughtered poultry? All they will tell you is halal. Why is there nobody arguing about it? Inna al-halala bayinun. Wa inna al-harama bayinun. So also, there is no Muslim that you will ask, what of dead, something that is dead, to eat it? Inna ma harama alaykum al-maytata. Everybody say it is haram. Even non-Muslims know that it is haram for Muslims. What of pork? Even non-Muslims, they know that it's haram for Muslims. We were in New York. We are going to take breakfast. We just entered. Because of the dress some of us put on, one of the restaurant people just walked straight to us. Sir, it looks like you are Muslims. He said, yes, we are Muslim. He said, please, the sausage you have here is with bacon. Don't take it. They came to us, and the potato here was fried using fat that contains pork. Please don't take it. If you want, we'll prepare something else for you. We said, no, we'll take other things that are there. Even non-Muslims, they know what we say is unlawful. If you are to stay with a non-Muslim and he brings alcohol, he will tell you, it's alcohol, please don't take. This thing contains alcohol. Because wa innal harama bayinun. Wa baynahuma umuru mushtabihat. Within this, there are a lot of things that are unclear. These things, the Rasulullah said, one ittaqa shubuhat faqad istabra lidinihi wa irdihi. Whoever is careful not to enter into this shubuha, he has given dignity to himself and his religion. It's both ways. People translate it only one way. If something is not clear to you, don't say to somebody else, don't touch it. Just say, I don't understand it. You have no right to say, because it is not clear to you, the other person, if it is clear to him, shouldn't go ahead. And things must not be clear to everybody. And before you say something is halal or something is haram, it has to be very clear. Like when we come, people will just tell you, the tariqah you are doing is bid'ah. How? Is this saying fatiha that is bid'ah? Or seeking istighfar? Or making salat on the prophet? Or saying la ilaha illallah? Then what is bid'ah about it? And on the day of judgment, if you now find out that you are wrong, what are you going to say? You are going to tell Allah on that day that you are sorry or what? On that day, all work has finished. So today, before you say something is halal or something is haram, be sure that the Quran is specific about it. That's why haram, the Prophet Allah brought it up. Inna ma harama alaykum. This is what was made haram to you. Every other thing is halal after that. The ulama, they said, asal likulli shay'in halalun. The root of everything is halal, except what Allah has made exception of. That's why today, when you see any fruit you have never eaten before, you don't even ask. Some of us, we have never seen apples. The first time we saw apple, we just ate it. Because it is fruit. You see that it is... No, but what is haram we have been told. So people should be very careful in just going about say, this is haram, this is bid'ah, this is haram, this is bid'ah. Face your own self and develop yourself. If all the Muslim nation was to concentrate on the clear things, in enjoining it, on the clear things, in forbidding it, and you don't go to what you don't know about, just like Rasulullah said, min husnil islam al mar'i tarku ma la yani. Whatever you are not clear about, don't go into it. Anybody today, Most of what has brought Muslims down on the ground today, who by whoever, ask the person. You say this is bad, it's bidia. He said, take Quran, swear between you and Allah that it is like that. He will not be able to. Then why are you going to ruin the whole community? So let us all be careful. That's why Allah is saying, Lima tasifu al-sinatukum al-kazibah, because your tongue is already an attribute of saying whatever comes to it. Alladhina yastami'una al-kawla wa tabi'una sanah. And in another place, the Prophet said, it is enough for a person to be a liar for him, and yuhaddisa bikulli ma samia, for him to say whatever he has heard. So let us be very careful. It's not everything you hear that you say. When you hear things, your ears cannot stop from hearing, because that's how Allah has made it. وَجَعَلَكُمُ سَمْعَ. The ear listens. Whoever is saying, the ear has to listen. But you are allowed to use your mind to screen it. Out of what this person has said, what is good in it for me to take? What is bad in it for me to take? Then out of what you have taken, it's still not all you have taken that you give out. Out of what you have taken, you still come back and see which one should I give out. Because there are things that are not meant for others. For example, somebody can call you and tell you, this person that you are seeing, such and such a person, beware of him. Beware of him. He is very dangerous. Somebody told me he's an armed robber. He told you this to work with it. If you tell somebody else, can you prove it? What you can't prove, then why do you say it? That's why Allah himself, if he trusts you with a message, and he doesn't ask you to divulge it, don't divulge it. And Allah used to trust all of us with messages. All of us. You are going somewhere, you saw somebody doing something bad. You are the only one that saw him. Allah did not ask you to go and tell somebody else. You saw the person doing bad, maybe for you to beware of yourself or for you to correct that person. You can now call the person in a free time. Please, I saw you doing this. This is wrong. Because inna Allah la yuhibbu al-jahra bil-qawli illa man zulim. Al-jahra bil-su'i min al-qawli illa man zulim. Allah does not like obscenity to be said except someone that has been oppressed. So a lot of bad things that we see on the street is not for you. Allah is the one telling you. But he didn't ask you to tell others. It's for you to take care of yourself or for you to help the other person. But not for you to deride him. Mata'un qalilun. Always, people that you find doing this, there's something they are looking for. They are either looking for leadership, or they want to please somebody who is giving them something. Like in our own case, you have another country bringing an amount, massive amount of money to you. Why should a person pay you for doing God's work? If it is true you are doing God's work, why should people pay you? Allow Allah to pay you, not for people to pay you. Because Muhammad Dahedahu, Sakatat Rasahu. Prophet said, whoever stretches his hand, he will bend his head. You go to political people, politicians, you take money from them, you come and say rubbish to the world, and you did not tell them what they are doing that is bad. All this is because of money, because of position, because of popularity. Some believe that by the time you come out and you abuse people, then you're popular. Mata'un qalil, all this is limited enjoyment. Walahum azabun alim. On day of judgment, you face the punishment.
وعلى الذين هادوا حرمنا ما قصصنا عليك من قبل وما ظلمناهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون.
وعلى الذين هادوا عليك من قبل وما ظلمناهم ولكن كانوا أنفسهم يظلمون. Allah تبارك وتعالى is telling us, you may be surprised that we have said this. Why is it that the Jews, there are much more other things that are made forbidden for them? They are not allowed to take any animal that has claws. They are not allowed to take the fat from cows, the fat from sheep and goat. Why? You will be asking yourself all these questions. Allah said, no. When I give, there are reasons. When I forbid, there are reasons. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ هَادُوا حَرَّمْنَا مَا قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And for those that have taken to the religion of the Prophet Moses, that is the Jews, حَرَّمْنَا مَا قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. We have forbidden for them what we related to you before this. وَمَا ظَلَمْنَاهُمْ. By forbidding so many things to them, we are not oppressive to them. We are not unjust. وَلَاكِنْ كَانُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ يَظْلِمُونَ. It is because they were unjust to themselves. Here, in the house, you have chocolate, you have orange, you have so many things. Then you tell your child, face your studies. Do your assignment. Then when he comes, he did not do his assignment. He went to play. Then you tell the mother, as from today, I'm not going to allow him to take chocolate again until I see that he has faced his studies. Is it because he has forbidden chocolate for him? No, because of what he has done against himself. That's the same thing Allah does. If you look at the rule of Bani Israel, nobody has been unjust to themselves more than them. The first thing they did, in their presence, Moses was sent to them, assisted them, emancipated them from the yoke of Pharaoh, then caused them through the Red Sea. They were seeing with their eyes. Immediately they passed the Red Sea, what did they say? فَجَاوَزْنَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ الْبَحْرَ فَاتَوْا عَلَىٰ قَوْمٍ يَعْبُدُونَ أَصْنَامًا لَهُمْ فَقَالُوا يَا مُوسَىٰ اجْعَل لَنَا إِلَٰهًا كَمَا لَهُمْ آلِهَةٌ. This is just now you pass, you cross the Red Sea. Then you met a people doing, worshipping their own idol. They were asking Moses to also give them an idol to worship like these people are worshipping. إِنَّ هَوْلَاهِ مُتَبَّرٌ مَا هُمْ فِيهِ. Then Moses was surprised. After all that has happened, then Moses told them that, wait, I am going to go to meet with God. What did they say? لَن نُؤْمِنُ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً. We are not going to believe in you until we see Allah also with our own face. وَعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. After Moses had now gone to see God, they went ahead, took calf and started worshipping it. They were doing all this. They still went ahead, and Allah still went ahead and said, enter this town, فَرْكُلُوا الْبَابَ سُجَّرًا وَكُولُوا خِتَّةٌ يُكْفَرْ لَكُمْ خَتِيَاكُمْ وَسَنَزِيدُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Enter this town, the same خِتَّة, the same this, and enter it. Prostrate to Allah. فَبَدَّلْنَا. Some of them changed the words that they were asked to say. Then Allah gave them salwa, manna and salwa from the sky. At one time they said, we are not satisfied. That فَخِرِلَنَا مِمَاتُمْ بِتُ الْأَدْبِ مِنْ بَقْلِهَا وَكِسَائِهَا وَفُومِهَا وَعَدَسِهَا وَبَسَلِهَا. Then Moses asked them, أَتَسْتَبْدِلُونَ الَّذِي هُوَ أَدْنَى بِالَّذِي هُوَ خَيْرٌ. After Allah is bringing you manna and salwa from the sky every day you are eating, you are now saying that let us build a lot of army widen. We have no patience on just eating one type of food. Then Moses also went ahead, told them, Inna Allah yamurukum an tazbuhu bakara. Allah is commanding you to slaughter a calf or a cow. Is atatakiz nahuzwa? They were telling the prophet, are you taking us for joke? They had to be argued with Musa at the end. فَذَبَهُ وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. It was with difficulty they were able to slaughter it at the end. Then they were also told, أَنْ لَا تَسْفِكُونَ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَلَا تَخْرُجُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنْ دِيَرِكُمْ ثُمَّ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ. Don't fight one another. Don't send one another from your homes. Don't
feel your blood. Did they listen? Suma antum ha ulai taqtuluna anfusakum wa tukhrijuna fariqakum min diyarikum tazaharuna alayhim bil ismi wal udwan. You are the same people that you come back, you send your brothers from their home, you kill some, you all of you, the same family. That's why Allah now said, فَبِظُلْمٍ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ حَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ طَيِّبَاتِ أُحِلَّتْ لَكُمْ أُحِلَّتْ لَهُمْ وَبِصَدِّهِمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ كَثِيرًا. It is because of their evil doings that the beautiful things we gave, we later forbid. In your own case, كُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. You eat out of this. You have not done this. Can you compare this food? The people of the Prophet. The Prophet was in Medina. They were in Mecca. Yet, they did not leave his word. Abdul al-Ghaffari, he Islamized. He was about the fourth or the fifth or sixth to Islamize. With only La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, only he went back to his community. He did not come back to the Prophet until when Prophet has emigrated to Medina and he has brought the whole of his community that Islamized. With only La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Can you compare these people with these ones? That's why Allah is telling us that. So don't you believe that the people of Jews, we forbid this to them. Why? We did not oppress them. We were not unjust them. Walakin kanu anfusahum yazlimun. They were the ones who were unjust to themselves.
ثم إن ربك للذين عملوا السوء بجهالة ثم تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا إن ربك من بعدها إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم.
ثم إن ربك للذين عملوا السوء بجهالة ثم تابوا من بعد ذلك إن ربك من بعدها لغفور رحيم. Allah has now come back. Initially, Allah started this surah talking to us. He created, don't be in a hurry. Ati amru Allah fala tastajilu. Allah, if you look at his surahs and the Quran, is well planned, is well coordinated, and it's flowing. But you have to know everything to know that it is flowing. You wouldn't know that the head to the neck, to the chest, to the hands, to the stomach, to the legs are flowing and in unison, except you study them. Then he said, he is one who created all these animals for you. See, hadib un wa min ha ta'kulun. From it you take, you warm yourself, from there you eat. See, ha jamalun, hina turihuna, wa hina tusrahun. In it again, you find beauty in them. Then he came to tell us that he created the firmaments, even the stars. وَبِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ وَعَلَامَاتٍ وَبِالنَّجْمِ هُمْ تَدْعُونَ أَمَّنْ يَخْلُقُ مَا لَا يَخْلُقُ أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Then he went ahead, he was asking us, anything you take to worship other than Allah, what did they create? Nothing. وَكِلَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا مَاذَا أَنزَلَ رَبُّكُمْ قَالُوا أَسَاطِرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ لِيَعْمِلُوا أَوْزَارَهُمْ كَامِلَةً. Those that don't believe in Allah, whenever you ask them what has Allah revealed, they said it's just fairy stories. Those that believe in Allah and say Allah, when you ask them what has Allah revealed, they say good. Everything is good. He now told us the differences. Then he now went ahead and he gave example. Daraballahu masalan abdan mamlukan لا يقدر على شيء وما رزقناه منا رزقا حسنا هو ينفق منه سرا وجهرا هل يستوون. We have two servants. Each of them are strong. They are capable. But this one has the tool to work with. It's like you have two ministers. Each of them are capable to work. This one has all the tools to work with. This one doesn't have money that he has nothing to work with. Are they the same thing? No matter how intelligent you are, if you don't have the resources to work with, what do you achieve? Then he now said, وَدَرَبَ اللَّهُ رَجُلَيْنِ أَحَدُهُمَا أَبْكَمُ
لا وهو لا يقدر على شيء وهو قل على مولاه اينما يوجهه لا ياتي بخير هل يستوي ومن يامر بالعدل وهو على صراط مستقيم. You now have another situation. You have all the resources. This one servant, on one hand, he is deaf. He does not understand anything. He doesn't even know what things are meant for. So what is the resources for him? Then this one, he knows justice. He knows good, and he has resources, and he is capable. So you can see the difference. Then he came back, he told us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. Allah is always asking us to do justice and increase in doing justice. If you increase over justice, what are you going to have? Goodness. Then he now told us of situations and he brought some sahabas. Then he came back. He said, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا فُتِنُوا. This is a habit. Who did hijra? Then he now came back to us that are much weaker than this habit. Much, much weaker. ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لِلَّذِينَ أَمِلُوا السُّوءَ بِجَهَالَةٍ. Then, after all this, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ your Lord لِلَّذِينَ أَمِلُوا السُّوءَ out of this your communities, any of them that do evil بِجَهَالَةٍ with in ignorance. إن ربك ثم إن ربك للذين عملوا سوء بجهالة ثم تابوا من بعد ذلك وأصلحوا. That after he has done this evil things that he did in ignorance, he came back and repented to Allah. وأصلحوا, and he corrected his ways of life and became righteous. إن ربك من بعدها, your Lord, O Prophet, after all this, غفور is most forgiven, رحيم is most merciful. This is how Allah is. When it said here bijahalatin, in ignorance, what is ignorance? Ignorance is not just when you don't know. When you don't have wisdom to know what to do, it is ignorance. When you don't know what to say at the time you are saying it, it is ignorance. All the people that you see do some foolishness or recklessness or commit evil is because they have put this world in front of the hereafter. وَيُسِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. They have put emphasis more on this world. That's why you find them, they go ahead and commit sins. So no matter how much you know, if you put a peg in the wrong hole, then you are ignorant. And here, look at the way Allah said it. Summa inna rabbaka. Then, after all this, which means you did evil all your life, then you come back. Allah is promising the Prophet. And this is because of the Prophet's concern. Kharisun alaykum ma anittum. He's so concerned that you shouldn't enter any difficulty. So Allah is telling him to have patience. Allah is forgiving all these things. And out of the name of Allah is At-Tawwab. Tawwab means somebody that forgives plenty of times. At-Tawwab. He forgives plenty of times. That's why the Prophet in another place is saying, Lallahu afrahu bi abdin bi tawwati abdin min ahadikum idha wajada dalatuhu. Allah is happier to get repentance from any of you than any of you is to get his lost product brought back to him. In another place, he said, Allah is happier than in getting your repentance than one of you that is on a land that is can perish him, which is Mount. He was sleeping. By the time he woke up, he could not find his camel that he's riding, and the camel is with all his properties and his food. Then he doesn't know what to do, and he's alone in the forest or in that desert. He said, okay, I will look for it. He looked for it, he couldn't get it. He said, let me go back. Lie
I continue to stay there until maybe death come to take me. Then as he was sleeping, he woke up and he just found his camel or his mount just standing. He said, out of happiness, this man did not know what to say. He said, Anta Abdi, Ya Allah, Anta Abdi wa Ana Rabbuk. Out of happiness in trying to be grateful to God, he said, Oh Allah, you are my slave, I'm your God. He said, out of happiness. He said, Allah is happier than this person when he receives Tawbah from any of you. You can see the care Allah has for this ummah. Man istakfara wallahu ada sab'ina marra. This person has not been a persistent sinner. As long as he repents to Allah, even if he goes back to the sin 70 times. These are hadiths. Satan is very strong against you. Anytime you stand up to leave a sin, sincerely, you leave it, then he comes back to you. You leave it, he comes back to you, push you into it. You can see Allah has given us Ramadan. In Ramadan, Satan, they are tied. Allah promises to forgive all of us in Ramadan. Not only that, he prepares us to be clean. So we now go after the Ramadan to go and see him. Anybody who wants to go to Hajj, after the Ramadan you are clean. You are going to God. You go to Hajj, then you go to Arafah. Whatever is remaining in Arafah, Allah said, I forgive all. You can see Allah has expanse of forgiveness. So always continue to seek the forgiveness of Allah. Don't allow anybody to tell you that you don't have to seek for forgiveness plenty of times. You can never doubt, even seeking forgiveness alone guarantee you a lot of things. One is taqfiru rabbakum, innahu kana ghafara, yusli samaa alaykum idrara, wa yamditukum bi amwalin wa banina, wa ja'allakum jannatin, wa ja'allakum anhara. You seek for forgiveness, if a whole town is seeking for forgiveness, it's enough for Allah to bless them with their rain. If you are always seeking forgiveness, it's enough for Allah to bless you with a lot of children, with a lot of wealth. And it's enough for Allah to take all your problems away. So seek forgiveness. ثُمَّ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Despite your sinning, no matter how much it is, after all this, know that Allah is the most forgiven. Most forgiven, most merciful. But be righteous after that.
إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يك من المشركين شاكرا لأنعمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم.
إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يكن من المشركين شاكرا لأن أمه اجتباه وهداه إلى صراط مستقيم. Allah is concluding and is bringing for us an exemplary figure that we don't have his kind. Who? An Ibrahim. إن إبراهيم Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam kana ummatan, he was a nation himself. Kana ummatan qanitan lillahi, obedient to Allah. Hanifan, always following natural disposition of going away from evil. Wa lam yakun minal mushrikeen, he was never among the apostates. Shakiran, he was always grateful to Allah. Li an umhi, for his blessings. Ishtabehu, Allah selected him, drew him to himself. Wahadehu ila sirati mustaqim, and guided him to the correct path. And Ibrahim to this ummah is not like other prophets. Why? Because he is in the second position after the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Apart from the prophet, nobody knows Allah, whoever you are. Because you saw something other than Allah when you are knowing Allah. The first Allah, He is the second. Sanya is Naini. He is the only one that in his position of Ahadiyya knows Allah alone without anybody. Any other person, you have to bring and into it, Wahadiyya. You have to bring that wow before he can know Allah. That's why you find out that Sheikh Ahmad Tijani assisted this Ummah by taking the heart of this Ummah to go back to the Prophet if you want to know Allah. Don't just be doing zikr, go back to the Prophet. Make a lot of salat on the Prophet. When you get to the Prophet, you get to Allah. The next person to the Prophet is Abraham. Because Alim Ibrahim is the next person to the Prophet, he knows the creations more than anybody. So whenever the Prophet wants to come to the creation, he has to come through him. Even in coming to this world, he has to come through him. And all the prophets in this world, after Alim Ibrahim, were his progenies. So Allah is telling us, Inna Ibrahim, know this. Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan. Ibrahim was a nation to himself. What do you mean by a nation? A nation is a people that come together and have everything in them. Like today, if you are looking for a carpenter, you have. An engineer, you have. An administrator, you have. The same thing in a nation, every quality that you normally will have in every person, you have it in that nation. In the case of Ibrahim, he personalized every kind of quality you think any human being should have. He has amassed it to himself and he personalized it. It was him. Allah told us, When we tried Ibrahim, he did not only pass, he made sure he completed his passing. He went ahead and said, وَمِنْ ذُرِيَتِي قَالَ لَا نَالُ أَهَدِيَ الظَّالِمِينَ. This leadership he gave me, even to my children, Allah give them. He said, no. Among your children, some of them are going to be unjust people. And we don't give leadership to people that are unjust. Then when he was now going to pray, he said, رَبِّ إِجَزْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا وَرْزُقُ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ الثَّمَرَاتِ مَنْ آمَنَ مِنْهُمْ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Then Allah also said, no. Because of that, when he was now praying, he said, oh Allah, make this location I have put my family in to be a location that tomorrow it is a town, safe, secured, that you give them sustenance. Only those that you know are righteous and believe. Allah said, no. وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَوْمَتِهُ قَلِيلًا سُمَتَّرْهُ إِلَّا عَذَابِ النَّيْرِ وَبِيسَ النَّصِيرِ. Even those that are not righteous, it is not my habit. All I want is for leadership, you have to be righteous, you have to be just. If you are not just, you can live your life, but we'll give you all the things that we give other people. Then, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Look at how compassionate this man is. He had a wife. This wife, very beautiful wife. Very dedicated wife. Very dutiful wife. Also a relative. Was with him for over 80 years. They were together. No children. And at that age of 80, if you see Sarah, you wouldn't know that she's up to 25 years. Because of the beauty that Allah granted him. Allah granted the lady. Then suddenly, Sarah was given a gift of a slave girl, Hajarah, who herself was made into slavery because she's a daughter of a king somewhere that was captured. She said, my husband, out of her dutifulness, take this my slave. Maybe Allah will bless you with something. He took, and Allah blessed them with Ismail. Then he saw it was being difficult for Sarah. Sarah was now thinking that, am I so deficient? This bothered him, and he sought for solution from Allah. Allah now asked him, go and settle your children, your family in Makkah. There was nobody.
He settled them there, and he prayed that Allah should make them into a nation. He assisted this ummah, like I said, in Katsina. And Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam, the prophet was there. He was begging Allah, وَبْأَفْسِهِمْ رَسُولًا وَبْأَفْسِهِمْ رَسُولًا يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمُ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Oh Allah, send to them. Send to them this man. Send to them this person. Who will teach them wisdom? Who will cleanse them? Who will purify them? He was the one who was drawing the prophet by force to this world. To us. I said in the case of Sheikh Ibrahim Niyaz, he is the one pushing people after the prophet has gone back to the prophet. That's what Sheikh is doing. He is telling who the prophet is. Come to the prophet. Who the prophet is. Come to. He is pushing people to the prophet. Because the prophet is gone. In the case of Ibrahim, he was drawing the prophet down to people. Let everybody have a taste of the prophet. So he was not only looking at himself always. He is looking at people and how to benefit people. He doesn't eat alone. If he prepares food, he will wait. If there is no visitor that has come, he will go to the roadside and wait. That's why if you have somebody who does not like eating with people, he has not taken to the part of Abraham. That's how he was. Ummatan, Khanitan, very obedient. Hanifan, he followed natural paths in knowing things. وَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ لَيْلُ رَآ قَوْكَبًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَا أُهِبُ الْأَفِلِينَ فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَئِن لَمْ يَهْدِنِ رَبِّي لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الضَّالِّينَ فَلَمَّا رَأَى الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ هَذَا أَكْبَرُ فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ قَالَ بَرِيءٌ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ. All this, he did not just sit down. He is the only person that you will see shirkul jaliyu, shirkul khafiyu, shirkul akhfa, he distanced himself from it. And each one he showed. That's why those that take andadan, wala tajalu lillahi andadan, wan talamun, those that used to worship idol, they say Abraham is theirs. Because they see him studying the stars. They see him studying the moon. They see him studying the sun. But he did not follow them. He studied them to find out that, no, these things are not Allah. Those that are also following reasons in doing things, they see him also the same thing. Then those that don't believe in anything but Allah, they don't even believe in reasoning, and Abraham was there. Look at, he put his family in a place where there is nothing. When he was going to be thrown into fire to burn, he did not call anybody for assistance. After he had been catapulted and he was going on the way to the fire is a whole field of firewood with oil that was put on fire. As it was shot, Angel Gabriel met him on the way. He said, let me assist you. He said, assistance from you, I don't want it.
Allah.
He said, if it's from God you want, let me tell God. He said, his knowledge about me in my position is enough for me. He did not want anything at all but Allah. That's why Allah said, Hanifan, kana ummatan, khanitan lillahi hanifan, walam yaku min al-mushrikeen. Even though unbelievers will say Abraham is their own, they will name their children after Abraham. Everybody loves him. You find Christians, they say is their own. Everybody loves him. Muslims, they say is their own. They love him. وَلَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Check. He was not among the apostates. So anybody who is close to shirku cannot claim Ibrahim.
وَآتَيْنَا.
Okay. شَاكِرًا لِأَنُومِهِ اِكْتَبَيْهُ وَهَدَيْهُ إِلَىٰ صُرَاتِ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. That is not all. Abraham was always grateful to Allah.
الحمد لله الذي وهب لي على الكبر إسماعيل وإسحاق إن ربي لسميع الدعاء رب اجعلني مقيما الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء لك تمتكن الله إن رب ليست والحكم بصالحين join me to the righteous people. Everything Abraham got, he was always grateful. So these qualities that were counted, these five qualities, he is an ummah. We should try to also be the same thing when we come together. Qanitan, obedient to Allah, we should try to be obedient. Lillahi, we should try to be for God at all times. Hanifan, we should try to follow natural paths of our doing things. Whatever you come in al-mushrikin, we should try to avoid being among the mushrik. In every of our things, there are times that you should even throw away reason. Just hold to Allah. Shakiran, we should always be grateful to God. Be grateful in such a way that Allah sees in you that you are grateful. Li'anumhi for all his blessings. Then, if you do that, ishtabehu, Allah will select you. Wahadehu, and Allah will still guide you. You will ask, all this that we have passed, isn't that guidance? وَالَّذِينَ حَسَدَوْا زَادَهُمْ هُدًا. If you are already guided, Allah will still guide you because وَأَنَّ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ الْمُنْتَهَى. You will never get, your guidance is getting refined on daily basis until there is nothing. وَهَدَاهُ لَا إِسْرَادِ مُسْتَكِينَ. Then Allah will make you to be on the right path that everybody sees and they follow.
وآتيناه في الدنيا حسنة وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين.
وآتيناه في الدنيا حسنة وإنه في الآخرة لمن الصالحين. Then Allah said, because of all this we have said, وَآتَيْنَاهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسْنَةً, we gave goodness to Abraham in this world. وَإِنَّهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ لَمِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. Then in the hereafter, he will be among the righteous. All prophets, for despite what they are, they don't say, ask Allah to make them righteous. They also want to be among the righteous. Now, what is this goodness that Allah has given him in this world? Look at the love everybody has for Abraham. To the extent that whoever bears that name, part of it goes to him till today. If you find anybody bearing Abraham, he will be popular. Everybody will like him. Because of that Abraham, it is natural. That thing is there. And look at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The companions, they went to him. They told him, oh Prophet, saying, إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. Allah is making salat on you. The angels are making salat on you, and we are asked to make on you. How do we do it? He said, all of you say, اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. And it is now put in Salah. So Abraham is remembered every time we say our Salah. Look at the goodness in this world. Look at the kind of wife Allah gave him. Despite that fact, the Christians, they love Abraham. The Jews, they love Abraham. The non-Muslims, they love Abraham. We too, we love Abraham. Look, all these are good. And after the Prophet, nobody second to him. He is next to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. These are all the things that Allah has granted him in this world and hereafter. And if we follow this path well, and we follow the Prophet, we are with the Prophet wherever he is. May Allah make it so.
ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين.
ثم أوحينا إليك أن اتبع ملة إبراهيم حنيفا وما كان من المشركين. Then O Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ثم أوحينا إليك. We now inspired, gave you inspiration. أن تتبع ملة إبراهيم, that you should follow the path of Abraham. Hanifan, in his natural disposition of going away from what is evil. وما كان من المشركين. And Allah is repeating it. He is not one of those that is among the apostates. Here, ثم أوحينا إليك أن تتبع ملة إبراهيم. Our own Prophet has been asked to follow an Ibrahim. He is the one who said, وَجْعَلْنَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ لَكْ وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتْنَا أُمَّةً مُسْلِمَةً لَكْ. He is a Muslim, and we are Muslims. Islam is not only to us, but all the prophets that came before us, they were Muslims. And the Prophet is asked to follow him. Particularly, Hanifan, he finds subtle way in correcting things. He doesn't correct things by force. Everything he's going to correct, he will go with it gently, because he is looking at what he is correcting as belonging to God. It's like if there is a thorn in your flesh and you want to, do you just take blade and cut the blade away? You do it very gently because you are feeling the pain. This is how these people are. Whenever they see somebody that is wrong, is on the wrong path, they are filled with pain when they are correcting. They have to do it gently because it is paining them. The Prophet said, Harisun alaykum. So how can such a person come and be abusing the Ummah? Whoever is following the path of the Prophet, who is asked to follow this Abraham, he cannot abuse people. Because even if he thinks his fellow brothers are on the wrong path, you see, he is in pain to cause pain to them. So he will find a way to bring them to the right path in a gentle manner. Look at the way he treated his wife. Look at the way he also took his wife to Mecca and left her there and came back. When he was asked to build, he did not just build. He was asked to build. He did not just build a house. When he finished where the hand cannot reach, he brought a big stone that only two people can carry, he and his son. They brought it, he climbed it, and he continued. To make sure that he has not just built, he has done more than what a building is. So the building is so high. Look at the height of the building. Today, anywhere you go, it's imposing. At that time, he built it. At that time, when they build, if immediately it reaches their head, they make a roof. But he went to bring a big stone and they climbed on it and they continued. This is how he is. He takes things gently. وَقْفِرْلِ أَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. This is how he is. Even his father, when that's his uncle, when he refused to pull him, he said, don't worry. أَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكَ, I will ask Allah to forgive you. That's how to the extent they went. Until Allah told him that, no, you cannot seek forgiveness for a mushrik. Look at also the Prophet. In Surah Tawbah, a munafiq, everybody knows he's a munafiq, Abdullah ibn Ubay ibn Salul, he died. The Prophet went to say janazah for him. And Allah has to stop him. وَلَا تَكُمْ عَلَىٰ كَبْرِهِ, that you should not stand in their grave again. This is how nice and how subtle these people are. Let's follow this part. Allah is asking the Prophet to follow the path. So Allah has one thing. Whoever starts a thing, he recognizes him. That's why the Prophet is telling us, مَنْ سَلَنَا سُنَةً حَسَنَةً فَلَهُ أَجْرُهَا وَأَجْرُ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهَا إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. You see, Abraham started to be nice to people, to follow the path of going away from what is evil in a natural manner. When the Prophet came, even though the Prophet is going to do it, he's asked to follow him in recognition of what is past. So we shouldn't just stand and say, we are like this. Who is your father? Who is your grandfather?
You are a student. Who is your teacher? Who is his teacher? If we have no person to recognize before us, then we are not on the correct path. So may Allah forgive all of us. May Allah grant us success in this world and hereafter. May Allah grant us Abraham alayhi salatu wasalam. Alhamdulillah.
Assalamu alaikum. I think they we have an announcement. Please, this is, we are requesting our brothers, especially the working class, to donate generously to the feeding of the Almajiris during the month of Ramadan. We have been doing that for quite some time now, since Ramadan has started, so please, we are encouraging our brothers to do so. And also, we are also encouraging all our brothers to invite their brothers anytime they are coming for the tafsir. Then the questions now. The first question now here, Assalamu alaikum. Is there any reason for the sitting at first and third raka after the second sujood? If yes, what are the consequences to those who do not do it? The sitting after the first, after the second sujood at the first and third raka.
Okay, he's asking of sujood istirah, to sit temporarily before standing up. Yes, there's a hadith on it. Then why are we not doing it? We are following also the Prophet.
Allah.
People have to be very careful. Like me now, I knew Sheikh Dai Rinpoche when he was very strong, about 30 years ago. Very strong. If he's walking, you have to try your best to catch up with him. If we go to Makkah, he's climbing the hills. You have to try your best to catch up with him. That's how he walked. Today, it's difficult for him to walk. So, I wouldn't say because it's difficult for him to walk, I'm going to follow this one, I will not follow the other one. All is from the Prophet. For somebody who is elderly, who is weak, of course it's good for him to rest before standing up. For somebody who is not in that position, you don't have to do it. And you always ask, this ulama that you met, were they doing it? They read it like you read it. They transmitted the book to you. These are the things we are saying. But if you are tired and you are doing plenty of nafila, of course you can do it. It's a question of, that's why it is called sajdat itraha, for you to rest, particularly when you are getting weak and you are getting elderly. It's sunnah of the Prophet. The other one too is sunnah. But the other one is what the a'imma, the leaders, has chosen for this ummah. Somebody who is ignorant, we should not just come and start confusing the ummah.
The second question goes thus, whether it is permissible to a Muslim or Mormon to marry a Christian. That I heard one Malam saying it is permissible, but it's not permissible to marry a Tariqa lady.
Allah himself is the one that said, وَالْمُوسَنَاتِ مِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ إِذَا آتَيْتُمُوهُنَّ أُجُورَهُنَّ. Allah said, chaste women that belong to the people of Al-Kitab, you are allowed to marry them. Because this Al-Kitab we are talking about, they have their book. We don't know their book. You cannot just blanket it that they are going to hell. Yes, you have to be very careful. Allah is clear in the Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهَلِ الْكِتَابِ. Min, out of. So we don't know their state. But we do know that today, whoever is sensible, he will know that Islam is the path. I have met a Christian who will sit down to do zikr, who believes the Prophet is a prophet, but he believes that he doesn't have to live his religion. And he believes that when you call Jesus Christ son, it is a symbolic statement. He doesn't take it that he's a son, like people say. What do you do with such a person? Very careful. We are not judges. Islam allows us to marry Christians. We, the men. Our women are not allowed to marry Christians. They, the ladies. Because the man is the one that is asked to lead the house. When you marry a Christian, you are even allowed to permit her to go to her church. Yes? You are the one who marry her. All this is allowed. There are things that people have, look, the Prophet Islam, like I said yesterday, La ikraha fi din. It was revealed because of a Sahabat that two of his children are Christians. They were Christians before the Prophet Islam came to Medina. The father became a Muslim, asked them to become Muslims, they refused. The Prophet went to tell the Prophet that, and he was trying to tell the Prophet that he will force them to become Muslims. The Prophet said, don't. This is how the Prophet is. He didn't force them. So, this is what I know about it. That somebody is saying that don't marry somebody who is in Tariqa. He's asking you, don't marry somebody saying, La ilaha illallah.
Allah.
It's less for you to judge him. Okay, may Allah forgive all of us.
Amen.
May Allah forgive all of us.
Amen.
May Allah forgive our parents.
Amen.
May Allah strengthen our country.
Amen.
May Allah bring more security to our country.
Amen.
May Allah give us prosperity in this country.
Amen.
On the campus we are staying in, may Allah secure us.
Amen.
Secure us from all evils, from theft that is going about now. May Allah secure us from all forms of evil.
Amen.
All of us that are here, those of us that are students, may Allah grant us success in our studies. All those of us that are working, may Allah grant us elevation in our work. May Allah bless the little we have in our money. We shouldn't look at it as little. Whatever Allah give us, if it is blessed, it's enough for us. May Allah bless what He has given to us. May Allah also reward and bless our ulama. May He reward for us all the companions and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May He reward for us all the families of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And may He join us with them. بجاه المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح المغلق والخاتم لما سبق ناصر الحق بالحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقداره العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين
Allahu